You've been on education committees for a long time in the legislature. How big of a step is this in the right direction?
Well, I think in the sporting vernacular, this is a game changer. Okay. To bring both chambers together, to bring both parties together, and have an acknowledgement that what we're doing can't continue. We're really spoiling too many lives. We're missing too many opportunities. And it's time to take action. And those that are wealthy, you know, bless you that you have those resources. If you want to keep high property taxes, that's your right. But a part of what I think will be the final legislation might also be the opportunity for taxpayers to say, well, if we're funding well above the adequacy level, maybe we could lower our taxes a little bit.
I've seen a cost estimate up to $6 billion on this, because if we're not talking cutting, it's going to cost something.
Well, I know that part of the objection to the evidence-based model is going to be the cost of education. But if we look historically what we've been doing in this state, we're defunding not only K-12 education, but also higher education. And the ramifications of that defunding are going to be felt for generations upon generations. Over the last 4 years, or 6 years actually, we've had what we've called an education funding advisory board that has set what they thought the average school district should pay per student. And we've held that flat for 6 years at $6,119. And every year we said, sure, that's underfunding, but we can't afford it. And we can't afford it. And we can't afford it. Well, the piper needs to be paid at some point, and I think now is that time.
What kind of response are you getting from other lawmakers outside this committee?
I'm sure there will be people that say the state shouldn't cut any funding that they've currently been doing, and I think we've tried to protect that. There's others that say, well, we must have mandate relief, and we must have property tax relief. Well, the commission reports couldn't come up with those right now, and I'm not sure we're going to see those anytime soon. The best property tax relief is going to be getting the state to pay its responsibility and getting it off of property taxpayers, and in the case of higher education, getting it off the back of students. So these are things that are going to take time, but I think with a discussion about how we solve them rather than just putting Band-Aids on them will get us closer to longer-term solutions.
Before we get into higher ed, how do you think education in Illinois will be affected or would be affected by an education secretary with a focus on privatization and charters?
Certainly, the federal government is going to perhaps in the next 4 years talk a little bit more about charters than we've had. But we've had charters in Illinois for a long time. We've had charter laws that have allowed so many charter schools, and we don't have that many charter schools. I think the major issue we need to keep coming back to is, are the school districts responsive to the needs of the students they have and providing the quality education that will help them grow? That's everyone's responsibility to make sure their school districts are doing that.
What are the permanent effects of the funding delays and the cuts in higher education?
I'm reluctant to say anything is a permanent effect, because I think there's great resiliency in our educational institutions to handle the challenges they've been given over the last 20 years, really. We've gone from something like $12 to $13 per $1 that the student put in to now something like 30 cents to $1 that the student puts in.
Wow.
That's a huge defunding of higher education. And yet our institutions have managed to survive. And I think part of the damage that has caused, though, is that a lot of students haven't been able to afford to go to college, or they took out huge debts to go to college. And that really is tying both hands behind someone's back when they start to go into the world of work, and you've got to pay that debt, let alone try to perhaps start a family, buy a home, and do all the things that families have done in the past. That's why I think we've got to get back and look at funding education at a stable level. And what we're doing right now is, yes, it's destroying a lot of the reputation, a lot of the infrastructure. We haven't had capital bills for universities probably for 20 years. We had a small capital bill in 2009, but that didn't really deal with many of the university infrastructure. That may be one of the things that all of this education funding is going to shake out, is that maybe we have too many institutions, and maybe we can't afford all of those physical plants. So we're going to have to maybe come back and look at what is a regional approach. What are the best research institutions that are going to produce the next innovations that will grow our economy and focus our state resources more closely on a few rather than as many as we have?